Outgoing Upper East Regional Minister James Zugatega says the tomato issue has come about as a result of lack of visibility studies on the part of farmers. Speaking to George Asakere on Behind the News, Mr. Tega said strategies have been mapped out to address the annual problem concerning production and patronage, and called on farmers not to wait till they start experiencing drought.
We have farmer association. They only come on life when there is a glut. They don't have feasibility, and it's a private entity. Government supports you to sell your produce, but you need to sell yourself more. And like I was telling them last, I said, one, let us see an office where people coming from down south would say, look, there are tomato growers in Upper East. This is where we can go to, and we can test their product. Because there is a story to why the women are ignoring us and going to Burkina Faso. And I think we need to sell ourselves more. We need to signpost where they can go. And we need to also convince the women that our tomatoes are as what they used to get when they were buying from us.
The Regional Coordinating Council is kind of the umbrella body of farmers in the region. If the farmers are unable to do that, why hasn't the Regional Coordinating Council, for instance, created that platform for it? Because this problem keeps occurring on a yearly basis.
When they brought their issues up, we have taken it, and we have taken it very high, in the sense that you need to understand why these problems have come about. First of all, there are varieties of tomatoes. Secondly, before Burkina even came in, Ghana had a set plan where they had the first phase, second phase, and third phase. We are now in the third phase of production. And as a result, they were able to regulate the market, and there was no problem about it.
The immediate priority is what to do with the tomatoes that are currently getting rotten.
No, they are not getting rotten. I've told you that when they met, the Nutmeg boss is in the region now. We are talking to the Ministry of Trade. Don't forget that it's a private entity. So we have to find a way of getting consumers, especially the schools who are on the school feeding program, especially the hospitals, especially where they can buy on large quantities. And that is what the RCC is doing now. We're working around the clock to get people who can now go and buy these things. But I'm saying that we don't have to wait until we foresee a glut. I have discussed with them very extensively, and we have proposed a number of issues that we can do to address this.
James Zugatega is the outgoing Upper East Regional Minister. Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry Mutala Muhammad says the ministry is creating a platform for private sectors to collaborate with government to rebrand the tomato factory. He said the initiative is to create jobs for the people and also ease pressure of government.
It has to do with our system of farming. That is, government through the Ministry of Agriculture and Ministry of Trade is looking at alternative ways of farming, i.e. trying to mechanize agriculture and use the dams and the water bodies have in northern parts of the country as an opportunity so that we can not only mechanize but irrigate our farmland. And these things plants are far advanced. The other issue has to do with our ability to process so that we can store those tomatoes anytime we have. And I think that the Ministry of Agriculture is doing something in that direction. Walugu Tomatoes Factory is one major challenge that has been there for a very long time. We have had a lot of people who express interest of wanting to partner with government, see how we can revamp that industry, how we can revive it and sustain it. It would be extremely difficult for government to just come out and say that we are pumping more money. In fact, you need to get some partnership with private entities. You need to have a constant supply of tomatoes. Even though you have a factory that is operating seasonal, just as the tomatoes are also produced seasonal. So you are looking at how you can expand and assist out so that they can know that there is a really market for their farm produce, and they also know that yes, if you produce at any point in time, we would have the factory to take them, and all those things are things that we are considering.
Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry Mutala Muhammad, Deputy General Secretary of the General Agriculture Workers Union Edward Kariwe called on Ghanaians to patronize local tomatoes. According to him, tomatoes is not taken as a major revenue earning venture, but it is one of the vegetables that generate income.
We are simply not ready to take up tomatoes as a major income and venture for the people. We are also not seeing tomatoes as a potential source of raw material. We are also not seeing tomato as a major changer in the people's life within the sector. Because the fact is that if you come into our market, you have all manner of imported tomato with local names as if they are produced here. The paradox is that if this tomato is produced in this country, certainly we will not still have been experiencing the glut. So what it means is that they simply bring in the tomato puree and then can it here and sell it as though it is produced in Ghana. So that is the bane of it. There's no market. We need to create that market. Market is not an automatic or naturally provided. You need to create market. There's no market for tomato in this country. And the market could come in many forms by ensuring that the tomato factories are producing well, by also ensuring that we do not allow our domestic market to be flooded with cheap imported tomato puree.